April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino. I'm coming to you from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. TVs, comfy chairs, all the awesome. It's going to be rocking here tomorrow because Elliot Shore Parks, tomorrow.
Yes.
The NFC Championship game.
In Philadelphia.
Will take place in Philadelphia. How about that, my friend? How you doing, pal?
Man, I'm so ready for this game to kick off.
Oh, I wish we were right now. Like, today is going to be like torture waiting until tomorrow.
I was thinking about it last night, and by the way, awesome event last night at McSorley's. Yeah, shout out to everybody that that came, and it was just super fun. But I think last night reminded me of what we're all walking into tomorrow. Last week against the Giants was the beginning of the playoff run, right? That was the Super Bowl run. It was the first game. It was how they're going to come out, how they're going to play, and we saw how they played, and it was an amazing performance. But it was ultimately just a playoff win in a long string of playoff of a franchise that has a lot of playoff wins. Tomorrow's a moment. Tomorrow is a game where 20 years from now, 15 years from now, we'll be talking about what happens on that field tomorrow. Well, you know, the 04 where they beat the Falcons, right? 1980, 2017, like games that come up in everyday conversation on this station all the time. That's what tomorrow has the potential to be. You don't get a lot of moments like the ones that's going to happen at Lincoln Financial Field tomorrow. I think it's going to be, look, we're going to get into to who we think's going to win. Spoiler alert.
Eagles.
I think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. But I think tomorrow, when you take into account, it's the Niners. It's the best team they've played.
It's the team that's been to the most NFC. It's like the most historic. They've been to seventh. Is their 17th or 17th or 18th NFC championship game. This is our seventh eighth.
If it was the Cowboys, that would have added to it. But when we look at the 2017 Super Bowl, part of the thing that makes it one of the best Super Bowls ever and such a memorable Super Bowl is that they beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. And the 49ers are not them. But to your point, the 49ers are a historic franchise. This is not the Giants limping into the playoffs, right? So I just think about what it's going to be like there tomorrow. And the fact that, again, you only get so many of these moments in sports. We all love sports. We all love talking about the Eagles, and we'll do it, you know, for the rest of our lives. But tomorrow will be a game we're going to be talking about for the rest of our lives, for better, for worse, for good plays, for bad plays, for legacies, for the beginning of something or the end of something we thought was special. So I just can't wait to see how this game plays out. Being down at the NovaCare this week, in the locker room, talking to players, talking to coaches, man, this team is fired up and ready to go. I mean, they're the perfect combination, in my opinion, of loose, but also you can just feel the excitement of, it's not a nervousness, it's a feeling of they can't wait to get out on the field tomorrow and put on a show. Like, I think this team right now has the perfect mindset, from my experience talking to them, that you would want. So, you know, when it was first the Niners, I think there was a nervousness amongst people of, this is a great team, who knows, blah, blah. We'll get into it, but I think they're going to win this game.
I do too, man, and it's like last week we came on the air this time and we were like, they're not losing.
Yeah.
We're like, they are going to whoop the Giants' ass. I probably said that exact phrase 10 times during the show last week, and we felt super confident. And obviously, this Niners team is light years better than that Giants team. We can't come in and say, oh, it's a no doubt about it.
Yeah, they're way better.
But I can't believe, as the week has gone on, how my confidence has grown in this team, and it's by looking at the matchup. It's by looking at this team. And again, this Eagles team has been the best team all year. Mm. They have been the best team in the NFL. They had the best record. They've 15-1 with Jalen Hurts when he starts a football game, other than one weird game with turnovers and weird possession on it. It's the only time they've been beaten. They've been the best team in football. And to your point about the matchup of it all, I mean, you add in the playoff wins. This is a 15-3 team facing a 15-4 team to go to the Super Bowl. Like, that's big time, man. Yeah. That is big time. And to your point about Philadelphia and getting these type of days, I mean, think about it this way. I'm 41 years old. 41.
Like, wow.
I ain't a kid, man.
Yeah.
I'm middle-aged.
Meanwhile, I got carded walking
you
in here.
You did.
So.
Yes, you did. Yeah. You got carded
walking. Different ends of the spectrum
I
in that
I am 41
regard.
Years old. I've seen the Eagles go to the Super Bowl twice in my life. Ever. Ever. Two times.
Yeah.
I've gotten to see the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, man. Like, think about that. The whole reason we are Eagles fans, the whole dream of it all, every single season, it's all about we want to win the Super Bowl. Like, that's the goal every year of our lives. And it's only happened once. And we've only been there twice. Well, like, to your point, tomorrow has a chance to be the third time in a lot of our lives and the fourth ever that this team has ever even advanced to the Super Bowl. Like, those are real stakes tomorrow.
Well, and they're absolutely real stakes. Take it a step back, right? I mean, you followed this team your whole life. There's 16 regular season games. Now there's 17. There's preseason games. There's playoff games. There's hundreds of Eagles games you've watched. This will only be, what, the fourth time in your lifetime, in my lifetime, they'll be in the championship game in Philadelphia? You figure 04. The year before that against
03,
the Panthers.
02
right.
And this.
And then,
well, in 17.
So this will be the fifth, I guess.
Yeah, but this will only be the funny enough, the fourth time they're favorite at home in the championship game. That's
but
true.
It's just setting up for such a moment. And one thing you mentioned how your confidence has improved throughout the week. I think one thing that I'm seeing with this team is, I remember during the 2017 run, or I should say from the fan base, during 2017 it was, underdogs, here's why we can win. Here's why I think they're going to win. Like, I know they're 3-point underdogs, but here's why I think they're going to beat the Falcons. Here's why they can beat the Vikings. Here's why they're going to beat Tom Brady. This year, to me, it feels more like, well, here's why it could be close. Or here's why the Giants are actually better than you think. Or, man, the Niners are so good. And I think the result of that, like, the core reason that's happening is because everybody that's worried about the Niners deep down knows the Eagles are the better team. And that wasn't the case. I mean, they were the better team in 2017.
We didn't know it.
But you didn't know it going in each matchup.
We were confident in the city because of the underdogs, because of the vibe, because we were seeing it and we were seeing what was happening. But to your point, it was absolutely not. Like, they were underdogs.
And everyone, And, like, that would be my message today, too, is the Niners are the best team the Eagles will face this year. But the Niners are not the better team. And if you remove the Eagles from one side and the Niners from the other, like, remove the labels, what do we know wins football games? Like, each week, whether it's week 4, 7, 11, like, whatever, wild card, we know certain things win football games. It's having the better offensive line. It's having the better defensive line. It's having the better quarterback. We can talk today about Debo and Kittle, A.J. Brown, like, Christian McCaffrey. All those things are great kind of, like, side stories. This game will be decided by the quarterback and by the lines. And if that's what decides it, and I think it will, the Eagles are better on the offensive line, they're better on the defensive line, and they're way better at quarterback. So going into this game, are there concerns? Of course, the Niners are a good team. The Niners could win this game. But the Eagles have everything you could ask for going into this. They have the advantage in the trenches. They have the advantage at quarterback. And they're at home, right? The Niners are the ones that have to convince themselves they can win. The Niners are the ones that are showing videos in practice of the Buccaneers beating the Eagles at the Vet, because they know this is going to be a really hard task. They know they're not supposed to win this game. And the reason they're not supposed to win it is because they're not as good. The Eagles are better than the 49ers. This isn't the result of a schedule. This isn't the result of the fact the Niners are missing a quarterback, right? The Eagles are better. They are a better team than San Francisco. And then you add in the fact that it's at home. I think they're going to win the game. And last week we agreed they were going to really handle the Giants. I don't think it will be like that. But I am at a point where I would be more surprised if they lost than if they won by 10+. I think that the combination of being down there, seeing the vibe around the team, having some more time to learn about the matchup, I really think this is set up for a moment. Tomorrow can be a moment at the link, and I think they're primed to do it.
Yeah, and look, first and foremost, I agree with your core point. I think the Eagles are a better football team. Look, they've been a better team all year. Like, I know they haven't played anyone. Neither have the Niners. Yeah. Their wins are just as good as the Niners'
wins. And they lost to the Chiefs.
And again, they went 15-1 when their quarterback was on the field. And you know how much I've talked about the idea of it's not just the talent with Hurts, it's that the whole team feeds off this guy. He is the true leader of this group. Like, they get their cues from him, they get their calmness from him, they get the whole mentality of this team feeds off Hurts. And when he's not on the field, it changes everything. Everything. And guess what? He's healthy. He's ready to go. Plus, I mean, we haven't even mentioned it, but Avante Maddox is off the injury
22
report.
22 out of 22
Dude,
starters.
Just think about that. In today's day, in today's era of football, what do we always say? It's a war of attrition. The team that's last standing will be the guys. They will have 22 of 22 day one starters? Like, I haven't looked into it, but I can't imagine it's ever happened before. Well, or if it has, maybe once. Like, that is astonishing.
And not just the fact that they're all healthy. They haven't had to bench anybody, right? Think of how many Eagles seasons NFL seasons we've seen where, okay, yeah, he started as the nickel, but they moved to him. Or he was the starting defensive end, but really this guy is. All 22 starters have played well enough to not only remain healthy, but to be the starter for this game.
And that's why, like, I think the Eagles roster is better. I believe that to my core. I think they've been a better roster this year. I think they're better man for man. But let's step back and say a second and say, okay, maybe they're similar. Maybe the Niners roster is just as good as the Eagles. I don't think it is.
Right.
But let's say it is. You mentioned it. The Eagles have two. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes you look at something and it's simple for a reason. Occam's razor, right? There are two massive advantages the Eagles have in this game. Jalen Hurts is way, way, way better than Brock Purdy. He's not a seventh-round rookie playing his first road playoff game, his first tough environment in the NFL. Yeah. The only two playoff road games that Purdy has played in the NFL were that Raiders game where they almost lost in overtime to Jared Stidham and that Thursday in Seattle
game. And a losing record on the road in college.
Two games. He's played twice on the road as a pro, and this is in the playoffs, and that leads to the other advantage in the freaking link. Mm-hmm. Like, that matters. That matters. This kid, you know my thing, right? Anyone who listens to this radio show, anyone who listens to the podcast knows one of my core things that I don't think gets just talked about enough. We always look at athletes as these gladiators, these robots who are supposed to go out and do their job and perform and all that. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, they're human beings, right?
Yeah,
they are human beings. And Brock Purdy is a seventh-round rookie walking into the link for the NFC Championship game. You can't tell me that won't matter.
Well, and the other part of this, and everything you said, is absolutely correct. And I think it's the main talking point when you talk about Brock Purdy in this game. But let's pretend Brock Purdy had played in these games, or Brock Purdy was in his third year. Here's the reality. Forget the fact he's a rookie. Brock Purdy is just not that good.
He's the last pick of the draft for a reason.
He's better than anticipated. He can make more throws. Again, he was the last pick in the draft, so he has already exceeded expectations. But let's not act like Brock Purdy is a top 10 quarterback. You can make the argument the quarterback they faced last week is better than Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I think it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
You can make that argument,
obviously,
right?
Purdy has better weapons and all that.
But in terms of quarterbacks,
look, I would take Daniel Jones over Brock Purdy.
Well, and this is the other reason I think the Niners are in some ways a good matchup for the Eagles. One thing the Niners require to win, absolutely require, is turnovers. They have to get turnovers to win the game. The Eagles are great at not turning the ball over. And on the flip side of that, Brock Purdy throws maybe more interceptable passes than anybody in the NFL, like even more than Dak Prescott. He's gotten so lucky with dropped interceptions. They wouldn't even be in this game if last week Diggs didn't drop an interception from Brock Purdy. So what do we know this Eagles team is good at? They're good at creating turnovers, and they're good at holding on to the ball. So if they can – look, I think most weeks you go into it and you go they have to win the turnover battle. And they do. But even if you told me it was the Eagles turn it over once and the Niners turn it off zero, I still think the Eagles could win the game. At the end of the day, the Niners need multiple turnovers to stay with this Eagles team. This Eagles team can score in any circumstance. More turnovers, less turnovers, on the road, at home, like whatever, right? They can consistently get in the high 20s. That's not the case with the Niners. The Niners need things to go their way to score. So I truly believe this Eagles' strength, which is turnovers, matches up really, really well with something the Niners require to win.
215-592-9494. Elliot and I are confident the Eagles are going to win the NFC Championship game tomorrow. And frankly, more confident than we were when the week started.
And honestly, like, we'll get a lot of people today that will call and say they're nervous. And look, it's okay to be nervous.
The Niners are good.
Yeah.
Again, last week, if you called in and were nervous, we would be like, don't be nervous. We're winning this game. This week, I can understand being nervous.
Right.
It's not a cakewalk. I just think they're better, and they have the better quarterback, and they're at home.
And I'll repeat it again. in games like this with two great teams, two teams that are in the conference championship.
Again, 15-3 versus 15-4. That's pretty damn good.
You can only ask for so many things. You can ask for it to be home. You can ask to have the better quarterback, and you can hope you have the advantages at the lines. All three of those things are in the Eagles' favor. So could they lose? Yes. But going in, everything is set up for them to win. Like, they have what you want to win the game. They just have to go out and do it.
215-592-9494. We want to get a lot of reaction today. It's a day to hear from Eagles fans. Are you nervous, or are you like us? Are you surprisingly more confident than you thought you'd be as the week had gone on, as this game is going? Where are you at for this game? Why do the Eagles win? What are you concerned about? It's a day to get on the record. It's our last show before the Eagles have a chance to go to the freaking Super Bowl. We could be doing a podcast tomorrow night talking about the Eagles going to the Super Bowl.
Think how often we talk about the 2017 team, the 04 team. This team is about to be that team.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between winning and losing tomorrow. It's a difference between 5 years from now being like, man, that 22 team was good, and going, 17-22-04. They joined that class tomorrow if they win tomorrow.
It's a great point. The stakes are high. The legacies are on the line. There's all that stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. Again, we want to speak to as many Eagles fans as we can. If you were at our event last night, call in. We'd love to talk to you. It was the best time last night. We had so much fun meeting so many people. And again, to Elliot's point, like, it really did show there is real excitement about this team, about this game. People are ready. So let's talk about it again. 215-592-9494. Let's start out where we do every single Saturday at this time in Abington with our buddy Tom. Yo, Tom!
Yo, fellas! How we doing today?
What up, Tom? How you doing, man?
All right. The stage is set, guys. We got the gold diggers of San Francisco, home of Rice-A-Roni, Bridges, Hills, and Trolleys, versus our beloved Birds of Philadelphia, home of democracy, freedom, cheesesteaks, Rocky, and brotherly love. Let me tell you guys what I'm sick and tired of hearing about. I am sick and tired of hearing about this number one vaunted defense of San Francisco. Nick Bosa this, Nick Bosa that. I'm really sick and tired of hearing about Brock Purdy. So, yes, I respect the Niners defense, but they have yet to travel across this great country of ours and face our defense. Oh, and by the way, they got to deal with multiple injuries, short rest, and they got to deal with the ferocious and rabid group known as the Eagles fan base. So Nick Bosa is amazing. He is but one player. We have an amazing group of players on our D-line. And while Brock Purdy is a cute story, all stories must come to an end. And Purdy's story comes to an end around 6 o'clock tomorrow in South Philly as the Eagles D will beat Brock down into submission. I expect a close game through three quarters with the Birds pulling away late, a final of 31-19. The nation will be forced to put respect on the Birds, and more importantly, they'll finally be forced to put respect on the name Jalen Hurts, our franchise quarterback. E-A-G-L-E-S,
Eagles! Tommy, what a call. What a way to start it off.
He brought it.
Yeah. Tom was ready for this
moment.
Just like the Eagles will be tomorrow. He was ready for the moment.
I mean, look, even the fact he called in was a good start.
I will say, too, though, the point about the traveling cross-country, like Richie was talking about this week, like, that matters. Obviously, football players, being on a plane for 5 hours, all that stuff matters, but you lose a day.
Yeah.
Like, that's a full day that the Eagles will have to continue to prepare for this football game that the Niners won't have.
Well, and the Eagles played on Saturday last week.
The
Niners couldn't even begin preparing until Monday.
Correct.
So they couldn't begin preparing until Monday, and they can't prepare on Saturday because they're traveling. So they had the Eagles end up having two more full days than the Niners do.
215-592-9494 from one goat to another. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to our feller, Justin. What up, pal?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What up, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. Before I get into my points, I want to bring up something that I brought up to James earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Back in 17, the only way I followed, like, the Eagles, I didn't know about the radio.com app. Mm-hmm. So I listened to the Bleeding Green Nation pod with James Seltzer, Brandon Lee Galton, and John Barcher. And that's how I came to WIP, through that. And I really didn't get to listen to the radio after the Super Bowl and all that because I don't know. Maybe it's my old man syndrome and didn't know to download the radio.com. But shortly thereafter is when I downloaded and became an extended member of the WIP family.
A main member of the family.
Yes, an OG, as some would say, through the Bleeding Green Nation podcast. So I want to thank James and BLG and Barchard and Elliot. You know, now you're in there, man. It's awesome. I consider you guys an extension of my family. I love you guys. I love everybody up there, man. I get so much love on Twitter from people I've never even met.
As you should, Justin, as you should.
It's awesome. But anyway, to my point, last week I was pretty daggone close with a lot of my predictions when I called in. The only thing I was really off on was the score, and I said 38-20.
I think
Jalen gets three more touchdowns this week. One rushing, two passing. AJ gets one. Devontae gets one. I think Miles gets a rushing touchdown. I think we get two picks this week, one by Big Clay Slay, the other by Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I think we wind up with six total sacks. Six.
Wow.
I know this Niners line's good, but I've got faith in Sweat.
They're not Brown. That good, Justin. They're fine.
Well, I mean, they had five last week, and that was their playoff record. So let's break the record right away. I love it.
Let's do it. And I think Reddick gets two of the six. As far as score predictions, I'm going to go Eagles 31-20. And in the words of the great David Wooderson, boys, all right, let's get it on. Go Bears!
Love you, buddy. Great call, as always. Yeah, look, I think that this run has really felt special, too, in the sense that, you know, when 2017 happened, it was miraculous, and it was, you know, it wasn't out of nowhere at first. We were all like, oh, my God, we have the best team in football. Yeah. And then it was out of nowhere, and it came out of nowhere and stuff. Like, this is if Carson never got hurt in 2017. It's that feel. It's like,
this is what it's built up to.
This is just like, oh, my God, we have been the best team in football all season long. And now we have two more games to, like, culminate it.
Well, you've said it a few times. I think it's so true. When you think about this year, there were, like, four or five, you know, six teams where it was, okay, those are the best teams. Like, those are the teams that are going to be there at the end. And we talked after so many games, like wins over the Colts, wins over the Cardinals. It's like, okay, well, can they play this way and beat the Niners, right? It was always the Niners. There was Cowboys talking.
Yeah, we've been waiting for this game all year.
But it was pretty much always the Niners, right? And now we're going to get to see it.
It's awesome.
Like, it's not the 17 thing, to your point, where we didn't see it. It was just kind of a ride out of nowhere with Nick Foles. This is the moment that everyone's been waiting for.
Such a good
everyone.
Point.
Everyone. And I think they're going to win, but I can't wait to see how it plays out.
It's going to be awesome. 215-592-9494. Get on the line now. We want to get to as many callers as we can today. Get the pulse of the city. See if our confidence is your confidence. If not, why? Get online, 215-592-9494. Plus, coming up next, there's been a lot of talk about the coin toss this week.
Yes.
What should they do? Should they take the ball? Sirianni even implied maybe he would take the ball. Elliot Shore Parks has a really interesting reason on what he thinks the Eagles should do and why. What is it? We'll tell you next. Plus, your calls again, 215-592-9494. It's Elliot. It's James. It's Go Birds Radio. And let me tell you, the Bet Parks app has you covered for conference championship weekend and pro football. Winners advance the big game Sunday at 3:30. The Birds are a 3-point favorite hosting San Fran, and Sunday at 6:30, Kansas City, a 1-point favorite hosting Cincinnati. That line has moved back and forth. These are close games. They should be amazing to bet on. There's so many options. Bet Parks futures bets. You can wager on who's going to be the champion now. If you think one of these teams is going to win it all, you're going to get better odds now than you would if you wait a week till they're in the actual big game. Based on a $100 wager, Cincinnati is +240. So $100 wager wins you $240. The Birds, same thing, +240. 100 wins you +240. Kansas City, 260. You win 260 in San Fran, we're not betting on that anyway, but if you wanted to, it's $350 on a $100 wager. There's so much more you can bet on: player performance, live in-game betting. It is a blast. The app is fun. It's easy to use, and nobody brings you the chance to get in on the action like the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's the only app that we here at Go Birds recommend. It is Go Birds Radio, presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Coming to you from the beautiful Sportsbook at Park Casino, Nick Earnshaw on the ones and twos.
Yes.
Back in the studio. Great.
It's a good
Nick.
Hype up song.
Yeah, that was good.
I was thinking, so let's say they win tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to run out to the Super Bowl, obviously in 17 or 18.
Yeah, Dream Tonight. That was a big moment,
obviously. Yeah, it was what they were going to do. Yeah. I don't think there's an obvious choice for this song.
They don't have a song,
for
really,
this team,
right?
I should say. Yeah. So I'll be interested to see what they pick once they beat the Niners.
By the way, speaking about running out, tomorrow the news was released, I believe, last night.
Yes.
Brian Dawkins, your honorary captain for tomorrow night, as if the link wasn't going to be hyped enough.
I like it.
He's definitely going to like Wolverine walk. He's going
to
do the whole thing.
Crawl out.
And then the Weapon X, and everyone's going to lose their mind. Well, it's going to be awesome.
And also, so, you know, the who sings the national anthem doesn't normally get a ton of attention.
Yeah, but
this week it's Anita Baker, who is Jalen Hurts' favorite singer. So, you know, I don't know how many people out there put on Anita Baker to get hyped up, but I think Jalen doing that anthem.
Whatever works, right?
Exactly, yeah. So it's a good call by them to do that.
I love it. All right, 215-592-9494. Again, we want to get to as many Eagles callers as we can today. We want to feel the pulse of the city, where people are at. It's a day for you. Tomorrow is such a big day for Eagles fans, for all of us. Where are you at today heading into tomorrow? The excitement, the nerves, the confidence. All of it. Plus, coming up in a minute, I mentioned the coin toss prior to the break. There's been a lot of talk this week. And honestly, I've kind of, you know, bought in a little bit the idea of get the ball, get up, don't put the Niners, you know, don't let the Niners, you know, walk down the field on you and suck the momentum. There's a real argument to be made for that. Obviously, not something the Eagles do, but last week lost the toss, got the ball, worked out great.
Right down the field, yeah.
Elliot Shortparks has a really interesting thought on this. That's coming up in a minute. First, let's go to Glenside and talk to our buddy Matt. Matthew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Man, you know, I think the Eagles win, but my fear is basically exactly, well, not exactly what James said, but if the Eagles go down early, if they go down seven early, they kind of have a tendency to panic and start throwing the ball and getting away from the run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that ends up leading to three and outs, which ends up leading to the defense constantly being on the field. And it's just a downward spiral from there. So that's if the Eagles do lose, that's the only scenario I can see them losing in, is basically because they're not able to control time of possession.
Yeah. So, look, I think anytime in any game you fall behind early, it's not a good thing. And the Niners are good with controlling the clock. They were number two this year in time of possession. The only difference I would say is with Christian McCaffrey hurt and with how the Eagles' run defense has been playing, I don't know if the Niners, if they go up, you know, obviously not just 7-0, but let's say they get a 10-0 lead. Like, it's a really bad start to the game. I don't know if they can just go into prevent offense like that, because I think the Eagles have been so good against the run recently. And the other thing about this is, you know, you said you don't want them to abandon the running game, and I agree with you on that. But the Niners passing, in my opinion, they're passing defense. The Eagles can take advantage of that. So I actually think if it comes out where, you know, midway through the first, the Eagles are behind and they have to throw the ball, I don't think that's the end of the world, because the Niners cornerbacks, at least their number two corners, not that good. And I think Jalen, you know, he played great last week. He's MVP candidate for a reason. I think if the ball's in his hand more, it's not a bad
thing.
Well,
also real quick on that too, Matt, I mean, the one spot, and I know a lot of people talked about this week, but the one spot this Niners defense over the last couple years has struggled with is running quarterbacks. They gave 50 and a touchdown to Mariota.
Yep. Lost that game.
Last year had some really bad performances against running quarterbacks. So I think it might be time to get Jalen out on the move a little bit more too.
Well, yeah, I agree. One other thing about the defense, the Eagles defense, I should say, is I feel like San Fran's game plan is going to be to kind of isolate our linebackers and with a matchup with George Kittle. And when they're not doing that, they're going to be doing short stuff to the sides. And tackling is going to be huge for our defense. If they're not making the tackles, it's going to be a long day.
No, Matt, really good point there.
Yeah, and you know, at the beginning of the week, I viewed that as a concern. But, you know, one of the best football guys in the city, Joe Giglio, hit me up with a really compelling stat.
It was an interesting stat. You
really
read this
good,
on the
right?
pod this week. Yeah.
The Eagles on crossing routes. So not to the side, like he said, but if you talk about isolating the linebackers, you know, getting in the middle of the
Kittle,
field.
Kittle, Debo, the
yeah,
stuff they
getting
like
them
to do
over
with
the middle.
Guys, yep.
The Eagles have been one of the best teams in the league this year at taking those passes and not allowing them to turn into big gains. And that's another, I think, an important part when talking about this Niners offense. The Niners offense, to me, is not 50-yard completion down the field. It's an 8-yard completion that turns into 40 yards. Like, that's how they get chunk plays. The Eagles, A, don't allow chunk plays, you know, in the traditional variety of like a 40 or 50 yard completion. But they, I can't think of many plays this year. I like Swift the first week against the Lions, maybe had a few. But outside of that, there have not been many plays this year where a receiver or running back or a tight end or whoever catches it for a 7 yard completion and turns it into 40 yards. Like the Eagles, for all the concerns about tackling, they've done an excellent job this year of not allowing big plays of any variety. And that's another, like, if to Matt's point, if the Niners want to isolate the linebackers and try to do little dink and dunk plays, I'm fine with that because, A, it means Brock Purdy's attempting more passes. And the more passes Brock Purdy attempts, the more likely it is the Eagles are going
to
win the game.
All right, coming up in a minute, Elliot's got a really interesting perspective on the coin toss. First, let's go to South Philly and talk to our buddy we saw last night. Came out to McSorley's, our buddy Todd in South Philly. What up, buddy?
Yo, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
It was nice seeing you, pal.
Yeah, good to see you.
It was great to see you guys, too. It was a very good experience. That place was packed.
That place was packed, Todd. Like, it was – Elliot and I couldn't believe – you know, your biggest fear when you go out to, like, an event, you're meeting people is that, like, just no one shows up. And it's, like, me and Elliot talking to each other the whole time. Polar opposite of that.
I will say –
was, like, full.
When I first walked in, Todd, I think, was the first person I saw. And I was like, all right, it's going to be okay.
Yeah,
it was good to see. Wish I would have seen you more, but thank you for coming out.
Of course, not a problem. Glad to be that rock for you, the way you guys are in the city of Philadelphia and football here, telling us all it's going to be okay.
Yes.
All right, so I have a question for you guys. Would you agree that the emotional heart and soul of this team on offense is Jason Kelce and on defense is Brandon Graham?
Yes, I think so.
And this very well could be both of their last time walking out to Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. Nobody is talking about it. They are not losing that game. Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham will not lose their final home game at the Link. It's not possible. They will will this team to a win no matter what. I'm confident. Don't get me wrong. The Niners are a great team, and they will be the best team that the Eagles have to play this year. I'm not saying that they can't lose, but I don't see any realistic way that Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham walk off the field for the last time with their heads hung low. It's not possible.
Yeah, and to your point, Todd, not only will they not want to lose the game, obviously, but I do think it's a motivating factor for their teammates, right? I think Jalen Hurts understands and appreciates the history and, like, the moment of Jason Kelce maybe playing his last game there.
By the way, also, maybe not for retirement, but it could be Fletcher Cox's last
Fletcher
game.
Fletcher Cox's
very
last
likely,
game,
yeah. You know, it's a home game.
Well, I remember in the 2017 championship game, Malcolm said before to the team, like, this could be our last – well, it will be the last time that team
group
ever takes the field, you know, at the Link at the same group. And to Todd's point, it's that is magnified and amplified by the fact that it's Kelce, Brandon Graham, and Fletcher Cox's potentially last game as a Philadelphia Eagle at home.
For sure. I think they're really going to go out there, and I don't think we have to worry about it looking like the Giants I don't think we have to worry about it looking like the Niners-Cowboys game. Both teams are going to be ready to go. We're not going to see a 9-9 score at halftime.
I don't think so either.
No chance.
Yeah, Todd, love you, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Always a pleasure. All right, let's get to the coin toss.
Let's do it.
Because that has been...
That's how you know it's a day before
the game. This has been the most talked about coin toss I feel like I remember. Yes. Like, we've kind of, you know, there's always the people who say, oh, take the ball, they always defer, whatever. But, you know, this after, you know, it working so well last week, after, you know, losing the toss, getting the ball, and just romping down the field, and it was over, essentially. And against, you know... The idea of this Niners team, we've talked so much about how important it is for this defensive line to be able to pin their ears back and go, getting a lead, massively important thing for the Eagles, all that stuff. Where do you stand? Because, again, people have talked about it this week. Nick was asked about it and even implied maybe. Where do you stand on the whole should they or shouldn't they have taken the ball to win the toss?
So, first, I'll say Nick's answer this week about whether or not he would take the ball, I thought was a little like...
I thought it was like kind of a throwaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
oh, I'm not going to tell you
know
what we're going to do. Right.
Yeah.
So, if they win the toss, then that's the key part of this, obviously. Because if they lose the toss and the Niners decide to defer, then yeah, like they have a great chance to go down the field and make a statement. But if they win it, the reason I would kick the ball off is because I think if you win the toss and you decide to take the ball, you have to score. You have got to score. If you break from your norm and decide, you know what, we want the ball because we're going to make a statement, then you have to make the statement. I think if you take the ball and you don't score, then it's a, you know, I don't want to say catastrophe because it's a first play. It's the first series of the game. But it's a bad way to start the game. On the flip side of that, I think if we've talked so much about Brock Purdy's lack of experience.
Yeah, get him on the field first.
Get him on the field first.
Especially,
right?
Like, the loudest moment of the game will be
yes,
the
everyone
kickoff.
Everyone will be
that
ready to
be
go.
Jacked up. Right. Like, put Purdy on the field right
put
away.
Put him on the field. He'll be nervous. That game will have just started. He'll really be feeling it. I think the Eagles' defense matches up well with the Niners' offense regardless, but I definitely think that on the first possession of the game is where you could really kind of get a throwaway possession from the Niners where Purdy's just a little out of it. So I think on offense, it's going to be hard to go down and score right away, and there's a lot of pressure to do so, but also then on defense, you have a good chance to get him
off
the
field. Well, and also if you're looking at it too, I mean, the Niners, the defense is their identity. That's the thing that they're calling card. Best defense in football, that, like, you're putting their best unit on the field to start the game if you take the ball too. So I think there's, honestly, I was kind of wavering. I'm generally a defer guy. I think I'm back to defer. You know, I wavered a little bit during the week, but at your point, thinking about putting the Niners defense on the field to start the game, all that, I think I'm at defer.
Again, for what it's worth, then if it works out for you, you could end up getting back-to-back possessions. And in a game where I think it could end up being a big Eagles win, but, you know, it's likely going to be close, getting a possession at the end of the first half and then starting the third quarter with it, not to mention, again, the start of the third quarter is when a lot of fans are out of their seats. They're in, you know, whatever, beer lines, all that. If a main talking point is it's going to be loud for Purdy and raucous, we'll get him on the field in a possession where you know it's going to be loud and raucous and not risk that third quarter possession maybe not being as, you know, amped up by the fans.
215-592-9494. We're going to run calls next segment. Get on the line now. Again, we want to talk to as many Eagles fans today as we can. It is Elliot. It is James. It's Go Birds Radio from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. We're coming right back. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. So, in relating to the song you're hearing, sometimes during a break, you know, you just kind of hang out, eat some food, you kind of talk to people who come up to you, whatever. And sometimes during a break, you listen to Elliot Shore Parks and our producer Nick Earnshaw go back and forth about what is the Eagles hype song, all these songs. Wait, hold on, do they play that one going from the locker room to the tunnel, or is that the tunnel?
In-depth stuff. Yeah,
it was among the more ridiculous conversations I've listened to in a while. Apparently is the song they play. Nick, you want to hop on? Is that the one they play from the tunnel?
So when they leave the locker room, they played it last week. Just Want to Rock by Lil Uzi Vert.
Okay.
That's the song. That was just the instrumental part, but they played that last week. So
I have an announcement.
Oh.
I'm no longer cool. Like, it's happened.
I just
heard it. Yeah. Like, that moment right there was the moment where it's like, okay, it's official.
See,
like,
this,
I think the last few years I could have held my own a little bit. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm many years into the not cool.
It's over.
I had no expectation that I would ever recognize. I mean, I've heard the name, Lil Uzi Vert.
No, I know he is too.
I've heard the name, but I couldn't tell you what a song. Yeah.
He's from Philly.
I'm
done.
Even worse.
I'm done.
Even worse job by me.
I had a good run.
Yeah. Yeah.
35 years, I think, is good, but
I'm
officially
washed. My run ended a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I'm a dad. I'm a
Nick's
allowed to
the cool
a nerd
one now. Yeah.
Nick is way cooler than we are. So.
Yeah.
To hear Hood on site with us, way cooler.
To make it even worse, I non-sarcastically suggested they should run out to the Rocky theme.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
You did.
I said that.
Yes.
It's done.
What did I say? Love it. I thought it was a great idea.
You were
I was
in
all
on
in.
It,
So, I'm even worse. All I was like, why wouldn't they? What's the problem with that? So.
Well, it was a good run, Nick. Congratulations on being the cool one on the show.
I guess,
And Tyre, too.
Tyre, too, definitely. I'm sure he knows.
Yeah, well, really, the takeaway is we're not cool.
Yeah, we're done. It's all right.
All right, 215-592-9494. Call and talk some not cool guys talking Eagles.
Yeah.
As we head into the NFC
Just
championship
two old game. Sports talk
yes,
guys.
Yes, yes. A lot of old talk today.
Maybe some Bruce Springsteen if you want to come back to that. No, just
don't
kidding.
Do that.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I'm not a Bruce guy.
I'm not either, but who knows? At this rate, maybe a year from now I will be. For all I know, it might come on the ride home and I'll, like, you know, start enjoying it.
It's like, wow, I'm in.
Yeah, who am I now?
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to as many Eagles fans today as we can. We want to get the pulse of the city, the confidence, the nerves, all of it. Let's go to our guy, Jerry in Newcastle. What up, Jerry?
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly. Score a touchdown. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high. And watch our Eagles fly, fly, Eagles fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
The show has begun. The show has begun.
Jerry has the best truck horn that there is, and
he does.
I always wonder about the people driving next to Jerry. Jerry's slamming on that thing, like, whoa!
Looking around. They're like, oh, no, it's just Eagles.
I hope that at least one time there was someone listening to WIP.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
And it's like, oh, my God, that's Jerry.
Yeah.
I hope that's happened, Jerry. How you doing, pal? That was a phenomenal job by you.
I've actually had somebody call from Ben Salem once on a Friday because I did it on a mic on Ike and
nice.
John and Ike show. And they're like, who's that guy blowing his horn in the middle of traffic?
That's hilarious, Jerry.
I'm pulled over down in Georgia. I'm all fired up for the game, boys.
Nice.
And the word of the Chuck from Mount Airy. Well, Purdy's a kiss my ear.
We need a Chuck
call. I'm tired of hearing about that guy. He doesn't know what's coming to him because he has never been in this situation before. As you said, he was drafted last pick of the draft for a reason. And we're going to find out that reason on Sunday. I can tell you that right now. My prediction of a score, I've been saying it all week, it's going to be 30-24 Birds. They're going to have about 4 or 5 sacks, and A.J. Brown's going to have the day of his career or the day of an Eagles career.
Love
on
this,
Sunday.
Jar. Jar, what a pleasure. Great call. Yeah. Great horn. Who do you think is more like, what the hell is going on? The people driving near Jerry where the car comes out of nowhere? Or all the people at Park Casino who looked my way when I was doing
Eagles chant.
Just top of my lungs, Eagles chant.
Well, I'll say this. Hopefully everybody's okay with that. Right?
I would hope so.
You know,
right?
I mean, I think the moment fits it.
Yeah.
He said something I don't think we brought up that I do want to talk about. A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
So last week, didn't have a big game. Could have had a touchdown late. You know, either didn't get to the ball or the ball was overthrown. Did have a key block, for what it's worth, on the Devontae touchdown, which absolutely matters. So it wasn't like he played a bad game, but wasn't super involved. You know, there was video, I guess you would have seen it on the broadcast, but of him looking upset on the sideline. Yep. Talked about it this week, said he's good. It'll be interesting to see.
About, you know, and look, he admitted. He's like, I want the ball. Like, it's what it is.
He said, if I'm a receiver, he said, if you give it to me 100 times,
I want it 101,
which I'm fine with.
I am too. That's the position. You know, as long as he's still blocking, as long as he's not sulking, as long as he's not, you know, and we don't know, but it doesn't seem like it's.
No, he seemed fine.
Yeah.
And look, I also think with all the camera angles and stuff now that are on these games, like stuff like this happens all the time. You just don't always see it, right? So at the end of the day, I think that a receiver being upset he's not getting a ton of passes isn't the end of the world. But it'll be interesting to see tomorrow. So the Niners have one really good cornerback. Will he travel with AJ? And if he does, how are the Eagles going to kind of handle that? Look, like, AJ's really good. AJ can win any matchup. He deserves 50-50 balls. But ultimately, if Lenore is on Devontae, that's a matchup that's more advantageous for the Eagles. So I do think they're going to want to come out, get AJ involved, make sure he feels involved early. But you also have to be smart and make sure you're taking the best matchup on the field.
215-592-9494. A look on the board and see another person we got to meet for the first time last night. Pod Lister, what a treat coming from Bethlehem. Hannah, what a treat it was to finally meet you last night. Thanks for calling, Hannah.
Oh, my gosh. Of course, it was such a pleasure to meet you guys last night. So
yes,
fun.
Thank you so much for coming. The event really was unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I'm so blown away.
Yeah, definition of unbelievable. James can't believe it.
Yeah, literal. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Like, hundreds of people were there. I was completely blown away by the turnout. But.
And all for James. It was wild.
Yeah, Brent Celek had nothing. The tickets to the championship game, nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All James.
All me.
Don't minimize your coolness, guys.
No, I accepted it already. I'm done. It's over. You got to see it firsthand last night, but now the whole city knows.
Yeah, you'd imagine feeling pretty cool after last night where, like, people are trying to talk to you, and you're like, I'm such a loser. You guys,
true.
You're killing me.
Hannah, what are your emotions right now? Basically, I mean, just 25 hours more or less from kickoff tomorrow?
Oh, so excited. Obviously, since I'm an avid fan, people at work keep being like, that guy on your team, Jalen Hurts, is amazing. And in my head, I'm like, guys, I've been calling this for years. This is insane. I love being proven right. Mm-hmm. And that is what is happening. Just, like, sit back and enjoy being proven right, all the Jalen Hurts fans, because it's awesome being hot for Hurts right now because
love
everybody
it.
Loves him.
Yeah,
and you were. We can verify you were hot for Hurts.
Yeah, you were early on.
People were hot for Hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been on this train a long time.
Yeah. But honestly, and look, the fact it's going to the Super Bowl, the fact the train is going to the Super Bowl is pretty unbelievable.
Who would see this coming?
Who would have seen it coming? And that's the thing. I'm so glad we're playing the 49ers on our way to the Super Bowl. Because imagine if we were playing the Cowboys. Everybody would be saying dumb stuff like, oh, you guys only played people in your division to get there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even count. That rings with, like, you all know how people would try to minimize it.
Yeah.
If we could just say that, like, the only teams we played in the playoff were the Giants and the Cowboys. So I love that we have a solid opponent, and we're going to crush him.
That's a great point, Anna. I like, and Hannah, again, thank you for coming last night. It really was, it was awesome meeting you.
You got to become a consistent caller now.
Yeah.
You came to the event. You're the Justin, Tom from Abington.
Yeah,
you're
Hannah
from Bethlehem. Consistent caller.
I'm in now? Okay.
You're in, yeah.
All right, I'm in. It'll happen more often. All right.
It was great meeting you, Hannah. Thanks for coming. I cut her off and said you're the best.
You did. It's okay.
It's okay.
I actually have a Jalen Hurts point, but should I save it or should I?
Save it.
Okay.
It's called a tease.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
What a radio pro here.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, come
well,
up next. Elliot Jer Parks' Elliot Jer Parks' thought on Jalen Hurts. And again, look, coming up next, we have a long segment coming up. We're going to get to as many calls that segment as we can. Get online now, 215-592-9494. If you want to talk birds with us, your emotions for the game tomorrow, your nerves, your confidence, we want to hear it all. 215-592-9494. It's Go Birds Radio from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. And Bet Parks has you covered for Conference Championship Weekend in pro football. The winners obviously advance the big game Sunday, tomorrow, 3 o'clock here in Philadelphia. The Birds, a 3-point favorite hosting San Francisco. Sunday at 6:30, Kansas City, a 1-point favorite hosting Cincinnati. There are all kinds of ways that you can bet on this game with the Bet Parks app. You can bet on individual player performances. If you think a certain wide receiver is going to get his this week, bet on his over. Bet on a touchdown. If you think our quarterback's going to run for a lot of yards this week, you can bet on that. You can bet on all these things. Live in-game betting lets you have real opportunities to make money as the line swing. And look, you can also check out the Bet Parks futures right now. If you think one of these four teams is winning it all, bet on them now. You will not get better odds on that team to win it all than you will right now. Philadelphia is plus 240 to win it all, so a $100 bet wins you 240. If Kansas City, if you think there's a certain quarterback who's feeling better than people think, plus 260. Those are not bad odds for Kansas City. $100 bet wins you 260. Again, there are so many awesome ways to win money this weekend with the Bet Parks app, so sign up now. Nobody brings you the chance to get in on the action like the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino apps, the only app that we here at Go Birds recommend.